paycheck and out of your bank account. If you're living outside of the tax system in fear with numerous years of unfiled tax returns, they'll provide crucial information to reduce your anxiety and get you back on the right track. Call Nationwide Tax Solutions today at 212-684-3637. That's 212-684-3637.
Says Newstime 948, Congressman Rangel says he's looking forward to clearing his name when allegations against him are made public for the first time next week at a meeting of the House Ethics Committee.
Did anyone think Charlie Rangel was going to remain silent as he confronts ethics violations?
And I don't know how to say no comment.
Rangel plans to deal with the as-yet-undisclosed allegations head-on, saying he's pleased to be doing this now before a primary and midterm election. But ask whether this will be a distraction for other Democrats.
I'm taking this one step at a time. I don't ever remember using the word trial. But I'm dealing with today, and I'll be glad to see what happens on Thursday.
That's when the violations will be revealed in Washington. Julia Papa, 1010 Wayne's at 125th Street in Harlem.
Get ready for oppressive heat tomorrow. The AccuWeather Real Field temperature will top 100 with actual 97 degree heat and stifling humidity. 97 is the record, by the way. And as 1010 Wind senior correspondent Stan Brooks reports, the city is not taking it lightly.
Dangerous and deadly. That's how Health Commissioner Dr. Tom Frawley describes the intense heat New Yorkers are experiencing, warning that those especially at risk are the elderly, people with heart disease and lung disease, and those with psychiatric problems.
Folks have more deaths from heat than we do from all other natural disasters combined.
And so Mayor Bloomberg went to a senior center here in Lower Manhattan with a message.
We should call our neighbors. If you have somebody who's shut in, call and say, hey, I'm your neighbor, can I help?
And he says if you need help, there are cooling centers all around the city. Stan Brooks, 1010 Winds at 100 Gold Street.
Friends Newstime 949. Tropical Storm Bonnie is now a tropical depression. It passed through Florida, which knocked the wind speed down to 35 miles per hour, but it's expected to pick up strength again in the Gulf.